Text 3. Generation Z Rising. 1. Meet Generation Z. You've heard about millennials, the generation born between 1980 and 1995, but what about the generation coming of age after millennials? Born between 1995 and 2010, this new world force, also known as Generation Z, or the Centennials, is very different from their millennial predecessors. Unlike millennials, who lived through the relative peace and economic prosperity of the 1990s, Generation Z has experienced two economic crashes and a war on terror before even making it through high school. Experts believe that coming of age during difficult times has made Generation Z more pragmatic and hard-working than the generation before it.
2. Digital, social, visual. The most important life-defining event for Gen Z has been the proliferation of technology and the digital economy. While millennials are often considered digital natives, most Gen Zs have had a social media presence since birth. Their lives have been captured, posted, and shared with friends, family, and followers online since day one. The result is that this generation has been observing, evaluating, and living life through a screen for their entire lives. Gen Zs prefer communication that is highly sensory, especially video technology. The rise of apps such as Snapchat and Instagram, which focus on pictures and videos, as well as Apple's FaceTime, which is designed to make video chatting more convenient, are relevant to a generation that likes to see and hear people, even if those people are halfway around the world. In a recent survey on which social media platforms Gen Zs use the most, 71% said they use YouTube daily, while 68% said the same about Facebook. Instagram and Snapchat are both used by 56% of respondents daily, while Twitter is used by only 26%. The use of YouTube makes sense when you consider that Gen Zs are a do-it-yourself generation that like to figure out things on their own. YouTube has, in many cases, replaced television, classroom learning, and community events. Younger people today turn to YouTube for entertainment, to learn how to do almost anything, and to create content to share with their friends.
3. A matter of privacy. Compared to millennials, Gen Z also tend to use newer anonymous social media platforms like Secret, Whisper, Vine, and Snapchat, which have a lot to do with privacy. 88% of Gen Zs declared that their privacy was very important to them. The impulsive choices of their millennial elders to publish party pictures online, for example, may increase the cool factor of their internet presence in the short term, but can hurt their career and relationship prospects in the real world in the long term. Gen Zs know full well that things live forever on the internet. They've learned from millennials' mistakes and adapted their digital practices accordingly. They also use photo sharing apps like Snapchat, where the media they send to friends disappear in a matter of a few seconds.
4. Gen Z style. For Generation Z, it appears that the pinnacle of style is acting like you don't care about style. Specifically, the unisex fashion trend is picking up steam among style icons of that generation. Their fashion involves combining unpretentious outfits that are often oversized and seemingly mismatched. The majority of Generation Zers spend their money more wisely, are more choosy, and prefer to shop for clothes online rather than in physical stores. Featuring clothes with oversized pop art patterns and ensembles reminiscent of the 1990s rave look, the online store Shop Jean is considered one of the leading sources of Generation Z fashion. Experts argue, however, that businesses attempting to tap into Generation Z will have to do so with exceptionally clever advertising. This is a generation accustomed to emojis, hashtags, and 6-second videos created by Vine, the most creative video platform on the internet. So, if businesses cannot communicate their message in just a few words, they will have lost the attention of their desired audience.